Hello everyone, let me welcome you all to another exciting session. Today we will discuss about CRM, that is Customer Relationship Management. This is chapter 5 in your course. So without much ado, let us begin this exciting journey. So CRM, right? We all understand customers, and CRM is nothing but a model where the customers are brought closer to the organization. So customer relationship management is a system for managing a company's interaction with the current and future customers. It involves technologies to organize, automate and synchronize the sales efforts, the marketing efforts, the ordering efforts and the support, service and the after delivery efforts. So CRM, looked at objectively, is a business strategy to retain the most valuable customers to a company. Now, I've been telling you throughout that customers are most important, right? But then it's absolutely important to ensure that all the transactions that a customer goes through or any touch point that the customer has with the company, it's really a very smooth journey for the customer, right? So say for example, if the customer has to make a call to the company, or if it's a website access, so website access comes under the UX. That is the unified experience to the customer. But then what companies strive for is to have a 360 degrees complete offering, a unified touch point to the customer. So the experience has to be unique, right? So be it through a online channel or a physical channel through the stores, or any web channels, right? So the way in which the customer interacts, the way the company provides support to the customer, be it in terms of the products, the entire sales journey, the entire ordering journey, or even after the product is delivered, the actual service part is really important, and that's where a CRM plays a key role. So most often than not, we look at products in the market which have a very good service value, right? So say for example, when you go to buy a smartphone, right, the first thing that you will ask is, okay, after all the features and all are done, you are generally keen to know that does the company have good enough service centers, right? How good or how easy is it to get appointment with a service advisor, right? And this typically, so phone is an example because it's kind of commoditized. But if you look at the other segments, say for example cars or television or any electronics for that matter, right? So you would actually want to understand how the after sales structure of the company is. How good are they in resolving your issues? Say when I had to buy a car a couple of months back. So what I did is, basis the car features, I had to basically shortlist between two different models. But then more than that, I had to look at the overall company, whether it had some good supports. Does it have a good ecosystem of its different vendors and its partners to provide auto ancillary parts if needed? So, and how good is the customer service? Now, say for example, if I get my car serviced at Maruti Suzuki outlet, right, which is a company-owned outlet, then they have a mandate that they'll call the customers three times to check whether they are happy with the kind of service that they have given, right? So I basically got a call from the service advisor on the first day that, are you satisfied with the overall working of the car? After 3 days, there will be one more person who will call you to get the feedback of the service advisor, that did he call you, did he explain all the details to you, and so on. After that, you have an online survey, and if you're still not satisfied, then probably you know, the service manager himself will call you. So that's the point that I'm making, that now the customers are the center of everything, and to manage the customer interactions is all the more important. So from a business perspective, CRM may be defined as a business strategy to select and manage the most valuable customers. CRM also is a customer centric approach to provide effective marketing as well as sales and services. So, if you look at it from an IT perspective, CRM is just an IT methodology, a software, right, which will have all the interactions logged under itself to maintain the relationships in an organized manner. So, it is said that the business relations and the business drivers are important to maintain relationship with the most valuable customers. Now, why the most valuable customers? Now, let us understand the 80-20 principle, right? So, usually it is 20% of the customers that will give you 80% of the business. The Pareto principle holds true here, and it holds true everywhere, right? So, in terms of the enterprise accounts or in terms of big organizations. So, if you are able to identify the high revenue generating customers and able to provide service them regularly, then I guess most of the battle is won. So, I'm not saying that you should not service the other customers, but then CRM helps you to get the details of your top revenue earning customers. So, just to give you an example, right, from the telecom industry, there is a term which is called in the industry that is called as ARPU, that is ARPU. So, it stands for average revenue per user. Now, in terms of the telecom language, they give services to everyone, right? But then they have their CRMs in place which would help them segregate the high ARPU customers or high revenue generating customers from the other set of customers, and then they would have some tailored plans to them. And there are different ways of knowing a high ARPU customer. So, say for example, a customer, a high ARPU customer might also be a customer for, say for example, international roaming, right? So, that's where the entire revenue lies. So, CRM would then provide a method to upsell and cross-sell into such set of accounts. So, again, let us go back to the telecom example. Now, you identified that there is a high ARPU customer, say for example, Anuj Dalal, right? And you know that he has been generating a good amount of revenue per month for you, say for example, 2,000 rupees. Now, you would try to study his behavior. So, say for example, if he's on an international roaming, then the company will be proactive to call him saying that, okay, we have a good enough pack for you, why don't you use it? And this actually enhances the entire user experience. So, from a customer perspective, what I would know is that, wow, so they have called me basis my need, they're offering me a customized plan, they know where I'm going to, and then obviously I'll interact with them to get more details. But then, from a customer perspective, it's a real good thing. Right, and from a company perspective, they are able to service a high revenue earning customer, and in turn, they are basically getting more revenue from the customer. So, essentially, a CRM is nothing but an integrated sales, marketing, and a service framework. An approach that effectively enables customer relationships to get the maximum value from the organization. You cannot just do it over spreadsheets or Excels, right? So, it employs a lot of software tools and different software packages to work very effectively. So, there is a good definition which says that customer relationship management is an enterprise approach to understanding and influencing customer behavior through meaningful communication in order to improve customer acquisition, customer retention, and customer loyalty to maximize gains for the organization. So, today, both the business process and the software have been more or less called as the CRM, but it is not. So, CRM, and I'll take you through how CRM differs from the ERP and what are the common areas. But then, CRM is absolutely customer focused. So, just get it very clear. So, if you talk about customers, think about CRM. If you talk about managing interactions, think about CRM. If you think about improving the communications with the customers, think about CRM. So any touch point which is related to your customer and it helps you to get a better customer experience, think about a CRM. So, in this particular diagram, you were able to see how CRM touches upon the different facets of a company, right? So during the entire product life cycle, so be it from a order process to a sales to a marketing campaign to a support campaign, CRM is at the heart of everything. So in terms of order, so whenever a customer places an order, there is a CRM in place. Again, let us go back to, say, taking an example of Amazon. So you've placed, so you as a customer, you've placed the order, right? So the way the order is tracked, the way the payment history is tracked, it is tracked per customer. So CRM comes into picture. Then it, you might be a valuable customer, or you might be a customer who is who has subscribed to a pack. So say for example, Amazon, right? So Amazon, you are an Amazon Prime customer, so you are entitled to get the next business day delivery, or you are entitled to get some better deals and stuff like that. So how that information is fetched? So information is fetched from the CRM. So from the sales, it helps you to it helps the organization to qualify the leads. It helps the upselling and the cross-selling opportunities, as we discussed. From a marketing perspective, it can help you to run some targeted campaigns. So like the example that we took for telecom, right? For high ARPU customers, you can have a targeted campaign like international roaming, or say unlimited data pack, or whatnot, right? The creativity, and you can think of anything that the company wants. And CRM also plays a key role in terms of the service and support. So trainings, yes, but then in terms of generating the trouble tickets, solving the customer complaints, and using that, building a knowledge base. Now what companies today's scenario are doing is that bases the customer interactions, right? So they've started to build a knowledge base, and they can automate the mundane tasks so that the people or the resources are freed. Just to give you an example, right? So you see a lot of IVR things that happen now. So say the moment you call up a bank, right? They'll say dial 1 for savings account, 2 for credit cards. If you have to raise a checkbook request, they will say press 6. So you no longer have to call up the agent. But then if it's as simple as raising a checkbook request, you can do it yourself. So that's what CRM leads to. So now let's see the needs and the benefits of the CRM. So let us start with the needs of the CRM, right? So in the early days, CRMs were actually called as contact management software. And yes, so it's basically a customer touchpoint, it's a customer contact. So it was called as a contact management software, but then still it worked as a very siloed application. So if I call up a customer, I would maintain the details, and that was about it. So the primary need for a CRM software is to enable organization to consolidate their customer information into a single repository, which can be used all across, that marketing users can utilize. And over the years, it has been proved that customer satisfaction or dissatisfaction can raise a lot of concerns for the company, and probably impact its profitability as well. So in nowadays, with the increasing impact of social media, right? So the CRM plays all the more important role. So I remember a simple incident, right? So I guess when Jio had launched their offering, and they were doing reasonably well in terms of penetration and getting the network reach and so on, and offering the free data packs and the free talking plans. There was a tweet from Mr. Amitabh Bachchan saying that I'm not able to send SMS, or I'm not able to send a call on my Vodafone number. And believe me, what I understand is there was a huge hue and cry over it. And there were a lot of teams at the back end who are working towards getting that issue solved. So basically, customers might now adopt to Twitter, they might resort to Facebook to vent out their frustrations. But in the end, it's the CRM which has to capture these details and probably send these feeds intelligently, or receive these feeds intelligently from the different media. Yes, you can call up the customer care, and that is probably the easiest way of doing it. But what if there's an angry customer, right? So take an example of a bank, Right. There have been so many cases where people are not really happy with the kind of interests that the bank puts on the loans. So what they do is that people just go out on their Facebook page or their Twitter page and Twitter handle, and they basically put a notification like saying that this bank was has charged me money which is, you know, which is inappropriate and so on, and then the bank has to react to it. So CRM basically becomes a tool, you know, where it can capture these details and have a corrective action. So let us understand the needs and the benefits of CRM. So by implementing CRM software, organization is able to automate common customer related processes, have a common database, visibility across the organization, and track the performance, effectiveness and the productivity. So consider the following use case, right? And let us take an example of a banking customer. So you as a customer have called the bank. You are a user of the credit card and you have a savings account, and you have called up the bank to raise some concern over a particular transaction. So the bank cannot just maintain some spreadsheets or Excel sheets to maintain about what was the dialogue that you had, right? So it has to have a proper repository of the customer information. It cannot just maintain Excel and probably, you know, store it into Dropbox and things like that. So this is a sensitive customer information, a transaction history. It would then need to know where the transaction is headed, what was the last update, what was the concern that the customer had raised, what was the resolution that the agent had offered, right? So for a customer, if this particular thing is not taken care of, then it becomes a very frustrating experience, right? So just imagine. So if you've called up the customer care and he said that, you know, there is probably a EOD process that needs to be run from the bank and it will take some 24 hours. Suppose it didn't happen and the issue didn't get resolved into 24 hours, and you call up the bank again. And just imagine a situation that they basically have no record about what you last spoke, right? So just imagine the state of mind of an angry customer. So then it will basically have a customer psyche to actually churn from that particular organization, right? The customer will then no longer be willing to use that product or services. So nowadays the service as a differentiator has been used, but then it has to be used so accurately that the customers don't use it as a tool to vent out their frustration, but then it has to be used so that the customers are really happy with that kind of engagement that the company provides. So if the customer has, say for example, asked for loans, right, or he's happened to talk about some kind of a loan, then the system also should be capable enough to say that okay, that you've had a good interaction so far and I've been able to satisfy your query. Then if there is a request for loan, then the contact center agent might just write it as a note in the CRM entry, and probably it can then be taken up by the loan department. So basically what I'm trying to say is that CRM will not just help to solve the customer issues, but then it will also give an opportunity to cross-sell and upsell products into that account, right? So we've spoken about the 80-20 principle. So the thing is, when you want to acquire a new customer, it takes a lot of effort. But then if you have to sell something to an existing customer, then it's a little easy as compared to acquiring a new customer, right? So CRM plays a very important role in that. So situations like this, where you do not have a proper CRM in place, delay the time to respond. They are slow in issue resolution, and they have a potential to drive away a customer, and it could be a churn. So with CRM software in place, the contact center agent would basically have a holistic view. He could write notes so that the other agent who would then service the customer would know that what is the history of that particular transaction and then take it from there and not start from scratch, right? So just an example, right? So say you are visiting a doctor, right? And the doctor knows your history and stuff like that and he's given you medicine for say 5 days. So just imagine if after 5 days you get a call from the doctor, not the doctor per se, but then you get a call from the doctor's assistant saying that okay, the 5 days are over and what is the status. So it gives a wow factor to the customer, right? That there is someone who cares for you. Similarly, say on a birthday, right, you get some wishes from the banks, and the banks have started doing that now. So they'll call you, they'll say okay, we are really happy to help you. And probably if there are certain generous banks, they'll say that okay, here's a deal for you, go spend this much and you'll get some cash back or stuff like that. So that's really that's really a good gesture, correct? And it will help the bank to win the customer confidence. It will basically give a happy customer to the bank, right? And this basically helps into customer stickiness. So there are a lot of benefits that we just spoke about. So probably let us look at some of the other benefits. So some of the transactional benefits that can arise from implementation of a CRM software. So one is the sales and marketing, right? All the relevant sections of the organization can get immediate insights into a customer behavior. And then prospect the lead from any channel, so be it a web or online or a retail or a physical channel. CRM will also provide an in-depth visibility into the opportunity pipeline. So what is the funnel that a particular product has? CRM can be a tool which can be used for that. It can CRM software enable personalized and consistent communication with the customer. Email automation can help improve the productivity, and the right and allows the sales to spend some more time on the right customer. So we spoke about how 20% of the customers will give 80% of the revenues. So it is important for the sales guys to focus on those 20% of the customers, because these are the customers which will give you the maximum business, correct? So CRM will give you a visibility into that. And everyone in the company gains access into a consolidated view of the customer. We just spoke about that. CRM software implements, enforces, and facilitates compliance to the best practices, be it sales or service or support, and track the closures. The other transactional benefits are, while CRM software facilitates the automated sales and marketing activities, they don't stop there. The software itself monitors and provides analysis and effectiveness of the S&M, that is the sales and marketing campaigns, so that the business knows where to focus. Right now, this is really important. You've through CRM, you've identified that you have some 20% of the customers that the company or the sales guys need to go after, keep them happy, get better revenue from them. But then and suppose basis that data, the marketing department has launched a campaign, right? Let me try and give you an example around it. So let us again take an example of the telecom story. Correct. So you've identified your high ARPU customers, high average revenue per user, and you've launched a campaign around them. So saying that for high revenue customers, you get a connection free, and along with that, some say, for example, Netflix free for 3 months. I'm just making this up. Okay. So then, when this campaign is rolled out, the company officials or the marketing department can actually track the effectiveness of the marketing campaign that they've tried to target the high ARPU customers. How is it effective? Is it been able to generate some more customers? Has it been able to generate some more revenue out of the existing customers? So CRM will help you do that. The CRM analysis can automate the routine customers request, as I just spoke about. So again, taking that example of a checkbook request. You call up the bank just for a checkbook request. You can automate the entire thing, saying that if there's a checkbook request, press 3 and just move on. Or else basically you can use internet banking. Third is track and uniform reporting of projects across the custom across the company, so that everyone has a collaborative or a single view. And all the CRM softwares integrate with the company website to provide a multi-coverage view to the customer. Now, what do I mean by that? So, say for example, you have to make a online purchase, right? And you are getting stuck somewhere as to, you know, how do you proceed, or there is some error while logging or something of that sort, or you are getting some unknown error. So what you do is you basically call up the customer care, and if the CRM is integrated with the company website, so which is mentioned in point number 4, saying that all CRM packages integrate with the company website. So what it will do is that the help desk agent will then help you, and he will be with you and guide you through the entire sales journey, right? So if it is integrated, right? So you get the point. So if it is not integrated, then again it will work obviously, and it will get the customer input, but then it will not be able to solve the customer needs as such, correct? And then the fifth point is the standard support for the frontline sales and the management team to get the right information, and also the fulfillment of their daily activities, that these are the number of targeted customers that I need to capture, and that particular data can again then be fed into the system for comprehensive reporting. And CRM softwares today, either they have their own knowledge management system, or basically they can rely on a third party knowledge management system. And so basically what is a knowledge management system is that a KM system is something that keeps the customer data, and it basically connects that linkage between the customer data and the business benefits, so that the business doesn't get impacted, and moreover, how can the business get benefited from this particular linkage. So that is the whole purpose of a knowledge management system. So today CRMs can also have a linkage with the knowledge management systems.